Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, this is Eleanor, executive producer of Unwell. Did you know that we have Unwell merch? You can find it at our website. You can find merch from the 75th annual Mount Absalom Celery Festival with this really beautiful and yet slightly creepy image of a celeric root. I'm really into it. There are coffee mugs with Abby's rules for small talk in the morning, which basically boil down to don't do it. And there are a couple of really cool interpretations of our show art so that you can go represent Unwell as you're like walking around in real life. We are super proud of all of this merch, and we think you'll like it too. So you can head on over to our website at unwellpodcast.com and check it all out. Again, that's our website at unwellpodcast.com.
Damn it.
What are you messing...
Ah!
What?
Don't sneak up on me.
I'm just walking. In tennis shoes. Like a cat burglar. No more clunk clunk of the boot. Now I'm free to rob old ladies and scare my daughter. Boo.
Can I have some space?
You gotta commandeer the whole kitchen?
I have to use the landline. I'm afraid my cell phone will cut out.
Ooh, important call.
Maybe.
To an important record store owner with importantly, impossibly beautiful
eyes.
Hey,
don't start. She's a friend.
About time you started getting out there. Go mount some abs in Mount Abs.
Mom.
I certainly did.
Oh, my God. Wait, who? Are you seeing someone?
He's gone. But he was wonderful.
Why'd you guys break up?
He's dead, Lillian.
That's not funny.
It wasn't. Sometimes, people die. Life lessons.
Hey, speaking of death, or difficult conversations, remember you said you needed help the other day?
Everyone needs help.
Yeah, but you were serious, so I think we should schedule you an appointment.
Sure. Sure, I'll go see Dr. Peters next week, get my blood pressure meds tweaked.
I've
been feeling screwy since he put me on the little diamond pills.
Mom,
I need the orange
you said you
ones
couldn't
back.
Remember. You seemed scared, and you said you couldn't remember.
I'm old.
You're 62.
Are you going to call her? You want me to call her?
I will in a second.
Just go over there and ask her in person. I assume you're talking about asking Marisol out?
If I go over there and she says no, then it's like, huh. This is a cool record, I guess. Let me linger awkwardly. Okay, bye.
The phone can also be quite awkward.
You can always pretend the call was dropped. Like, what? Can't hear you. Good talk. Bye.
I'm just going to call. Hi. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Your voice works.
Hello. Hi.
Lily, stop talking. It'll be weird if she picks up.
Go do something else. Hi. How are you? It's Lily Harper. Oh, right. You recognize my voice. And caller ID, sure.
You wouldn't have been this awkward in person.
Abby's right.
Anyway, how are you? Good. So I was calling to ask... Jesus, this cord better reach over here.
They grow up so fast. One moment they're taking their first steps, the next they're hiding in a stairwell asking a girl on a date. Sweet. Well, good for her.
I'm proud of you.
She said yes. Oh, what?
No matter what her answer was, I wanted you to know that I'm proud. It's a brave thing. Zebra cake?
I'm good, thanks. One thing. Mom, can you hang out with Spikes during the fest? I kind of just, you know, some alone time.
Sure. We'll watch the costume contest and get stoned.
Great. Don't actually do that. This is exciting. This is great. Is she too cool for me?
Maybe. Depends on what you wear.
Oh, my God. I don't have anything to wear.
The flowered dress looks nice on you.
No, it has a rip in it. I guess I could wear...
I never noticed a rip.
Wes, just don't.
Oh, don't get upset. I'm teasing you. You look good in everything.
Thanks.
Except that blue shirt.
Thanks.
It washes you out.
I said thanks, Mom. That'll do.
I'm just joking.
I never liked your joke.
Oh, stop. You love me. You love living here.
It's a blast.
Well, I don't know what happened because I haven't changed. You used to love it here as a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. All you had to do was give me a garden hose and I'd be thrilled. A happy 10-year-old in the summer is pretty hard to mess up.
Whatever.
Hey.
What?
There's some necklaces and things in the basement. If you look in the green leather trunk, it's against the wall. It has a false bottom. Just pull the strap. There's a ruby one and a moonstone one. Lots of stuff.
Thanks.
Please put them back in the same condition you found them.
Okay.
Welcome.
Oh, hey. That looks nice on you.
A-line skirts flatter anyone, but thank you. I think green is my color. Maybe I'll enter the costume contest.
There's a costume contest?
Oh, yes. I could be Mary Todd Celery. Don't open that one. A mouse nest. Made of old newspapers and nudie photos from 1893. Looking for something in particular?
Rudy, how many times have you been through these trunks?
A few. We're all snoopers. That's why we all wanted to live in a boarding house. It's not for the clanking radiators or Dot's 3-can casserole. What are you looking for?
Something to wear to the celery festival.
There's another dress in here. It's blue, I think.
No. Something like a necklace. I have a date.
Congrats! Ah, my kingdom for a date. Well, if this dress doesn't bring the marriage proposals, then I just don't know what will.
Wes said there was some jewelry and a green trunk.
Oh, under the false bottom. Sure. Nice stuff. It's over here. Let me just get these out of the way.
Hey, is the door here?
Nope. Vanished. Again. I've been checking. It's proving elusive.
Careful!
It's fine. It was metal. Here we go.
Thanks.
No problem. These things want to get worn. Old rocks, dinosaur bones. These things want to be found. They're not sleeping. They're bored. We're not disturbing them. We're becoming friends. Now, we just pull the strap, revealing the treasure. Ooh.
They're gorgeous.
They're happy to see you, too. Thank you.
Summer Festival, IWV Open!
This is Looney!
This is America!
Oh, it's the Curly Stem String Band. They play every year.
Award-winning celery shortbread, right here.
Face painting.
$12 a pound.
Stocks, leaves, and crowns.
And dinosaurs.
The judging for the celery carving contest will take place in 30 minutes.
How big are these celery stalks?
Heirloom ones can be huge.
Can we go see the tasting booths, Mrs. Harper?
Let's bleed them dry.
The date looks like it's going well.
It's so good to see you too, Abby.
Rudy, your dress is stunning.
Thank you. I'm Elizabeth Celery Stanton.
What are you all up to?
Just some light land surveying and heavy food sampling.
The celery liquor at Booth 204 is stupendous. Its umami tones are unrivaled.
Can't wait to check it out.
See you around.
Wait, let's measure from here. Pacing game. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
What were they doing?
Didn't want to ask, because then we'd get roped into helping.
Come on, Celine. They have the pink bloom varietal.
No.
Yes!
Oh, we have to do this, Booth.
I myself like to smear the peanut butter like this.
Oh, yes.
But it's a matter of taste.
I see.
What's this?
It's the Build Your Own Celery Flute Station.
Miss Cabrera, join us. Where's your niece?
She's running around with Dot. Have you met Lily yet? She's Dot's kid.
Oh, wonderful. Here, Lily. Pick two stalks of equidistant girth and length.
Oh, Jesus.
These two look fine. And then you just... Oh, excuse me. Miss Cabrera, assist her. Yes, would you like to make your own celery flute?
Okay, so what do I do here?
Just use the peanut butter to stick the two pieces together. Then poke holes down the side. There's a meat skewer somewhere you can use for that. And there you go.
Do they actually make noise?
You'll see. This is my favorite booth. Spikes and I do this every year.
I can run and get her.
No, this is good. I don't have to stop her from licking the peanut butter off the communal spoons. And hers is always better than mine, and then I feel inferior.
I do love peanut butter.
Oh, it's the best. I get it.
My mom used to make ants on a log when I was little. I'd always just lick off the peanut butter and hand her back the raisins and celery sticks like, cool plate, thanks.
Huh, I bet Dot thought that was funny.
Oh, no, this was Cynthia. I guess she's technically my stepmom, but... No, she's my mom.
Then who's Dot?
People can have two moms. I don't, but people do, like... Two orbs?
Orbs?
Or beacons, or fountains, or sources. There we go. Sources of happiness.
There we go.
I don't. I mean, I don't blame her. She couldn't be my source of happiness or contentment. She was too busy being that for everyone else. She's always been so busy. Always a billion things on her to-do list. Here, honey, talk to me while I iron this person's sheets, or... Tag along as I take a casserole, blah, blah, blah. She still feels the need to keep the charade up that we're each other's everything, that she's my one and only mom. But she's just this random person.
Well, not random.
We have the same eyebrows, or like we arch them the same way. And when I see her do that, it's like she stole something from me. This isn't really a first date conversation.
Okay.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It's been a while. I'm sorry. That sounds nice.
Thanks.
How'd you end up here?
It's kind of a weird story. I was trying to find the complete discography of the saxophonist, Vi Burnside. Have you heard of her?
No.
She was huge in the 40s. So I go on the internet, and there was this guy that was like, yeah, I have everything she ever recorded, but I'm not going to copy them. But then the sound quality is shit. If you want, you can come here to Random Town, Ohio, and listen to them. So I came here for a visit, and the recordings were incredible. And then a few months later, I got a letter saying he was gone and that he left me his shop. So here I am. I did rename it, but I still have so much in there that was his.
Who was this guy?
His name was Paul.
Why would he do that?
I guess because... I don't know. We just want to be remembered. I mean, right? And every time I walk in the shop, I think about him and I say, hey, Paul, thanks. I remember him. That's what he wanted. Mount Absalom is nice. It has the forgotten things.
Can someone set me up?
What are you supposed to be?
It's not obvious.
Has anyone seen a 3-foot celery stalk?
Are we allowed to be back here?
Sure. Wasn't a lock on the gate. Go snag us some free water.
Costume contest contestants. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
I got 4. Perfect.
So much green makeup. Have you ever entered the costume contest?
Thrice. Never won. Flashed 500 people on accident 1 year. Still didn't win. Oh my god, look. Someone braided celery to... Here, come here.
What is it?
Put it on.
Like on my head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me help.
Hey, don't... Oh! Dot! Crazy old so-and-so. Get your mitts off my headdress.
Hey! You? What's shaking?
We're just gonna kick some butt in the costume contest. You look good.
Still above ground.
I heard you weren't doing so well.
Who said that?
Was it at the bank? Don't remember, but someone said, that Dot Harper, she's not doing well. And I thought, Dottie?
Nope. Right as rain. How are you? How's everything?
Can't complain. Ray and the grandkids went off to Julian the other day to see a movie. I had to work at the plant.
Sure. The plant?
God, Dot, you're funny. The soda plant. The bottling works.
I was just busting your balls. You see how I bust her balls?
Nice.
All right. Guess who I am?
You're the statue.
The Statue of Liberty.
That's me. Celery and lightning the world.
Costume contest participants, assemble by the grandstands.
Oh, I got a Ram Scram Wiggle. Nice to meet you.
This is...
I'm Spikes.
Spikes. Toodaloo, Dot.
Toodaloo. Why'd she act like she knew me? These people are all nuts. All right, grab some water and let's get out of here. You already got some. Great. You want to get more samples?
Yes.
I can't believe this actually works.
That's pretty good. Can you play?
I mean, not really. I was a camp counselor in high school and got roped into teaching music. I'm pretty good at faking it. Just for music. Everything else in my life, I'm very sincere.
I like that about you.
Thanks.
Give another hand for the gummies!
What are they saying?
I can't hear.
What a great jingle. Next up, we have
Shit.
The Stalks.
Are they doing a jingle contest? Come on! Sorry. Can I grab your hand? Is that okay?
It's great.
Whoa.
That's not a jingle.
It's something. Hey, Rhody.
Hey.
Did Abby go yet?
Not yet.
Next up on the jingle stage, Wes the Troubadour.
Holy shit, that's Wes.
Is it?
Oh my god, it is.
He's good.
Shh.
Celery, fresh as a daisy. Celery, green and amazing. sparkling water, touch your sugar, get your greens, and tell your mother, celery, ooh, celery. Celeric Bottling Works, Mount Absalom, Ohio.
That was great!
Wonderful! Our next contestant goes by DJ Asterisk.
Oh, that's Abby.
Is that a theremin?
Did you hear me?
You were great.
Abby was great. Oh, I'm so exhausted. I was so nervous, but it was really simple. It went just like I practiced it. Why was I so nervous?
Oh, honey, your lips look pale. Sit on the ground. You were so great. You should be proud. Those guys suck. You're totally better than them.
I don't feel well.
I've got some water.
Thanks. You might be overheated. The sun's setting, it'll get cooler. Here, drink this.
Okay.
Wes, it's okay. Was that alcohol?
No, just water.
Wes, does he have epilepsy?
I don't know. I've never...
Someone go find my mom. Abby, Abby, go get Doc. Wes, you're okay.
We have to get him out of the dirt.
Don't touch him. Just get something under his head. Rudy, give me your shawl.
Wes, can you hear me?
Gentle noises. Wes, it's okay. I think you're having a seizure, but you're safe.
Should I call someone?
Yes, no one's going to get him. Wait. Wes, don't worry. You're safe. Can you hear me? I want you to know you're safe. How do you feel? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Wes, do you have epilepsy?
I don't know. I want to sit up.
Okay. Do you want help?
No.
Have you ever had a seizure before?
Yes.
What happens?
I'm out for a minute. Then I'm okay.
Should we call an ambulance?
Wait. Wes, do we need to call an ambulance?
No. This happens. I just need to rest.
Should we just call one?
I'm not sure.
This just happens sometimes.
Okay. Let's just go. Marisol, can you drive my mom to the house and find Abby? I don't know where they went.
Sure.
Thanks. Wes, we're just going to go to the car, okay? Rudy, grab his... is whatever it is.
One Bangerine, check.
Where are we going?
I'm gonna drive you home. What was your address? Oak Street, right?
No. 201 Route 9.
Did you forget something at the boarding house?
Maybe you should just go home.
201 Route 9.
Okay. You can rest up in the spare room, then I'll drive you home.
Thank you.
And in we go. You want help up the stairs, Wes?
No, I got it.
Okay, well, go slow. That was scary. What happened back there?
What did I do?
You had some spasms, and you sounded very upset.
Like a tea kettle going off. Not in a bad way. It was very expressive.
Sorry.
No. It was fine. Go rest. Hey, Mom. Don't worry. Wes is fine. Are his seizures normally under a minute?
What's she talking about?
Miss Harper, why don't you just go upstairs and lie down? It's been such a long, hot day.
Bye.
Why are you saying bye? You're staying.
She has to go home, Miss Harper.
This is her home.
Mom.
Lily, tell her that this is your home.
Mom.
Shut up. Lily, don't you want to stay?
Oh.
You just got here. It's summertime. This is our time.
We'll come back and visit.
I'm her mother. Lily? Lily? Lily, tell them you want to stay. Lily, just say it and you can stay.
I want to stay.
That makes me so happy. I just want to make you happy. I just want to be a good mom.
Yes, you are. You're the best mom.
Oh, Lily. Oh. I try so hard, but I'm so tired.
You can go to bed, if you want.
Okay. Will you be here in the morning?
Yes. She will.
Thank you. Thank you. You're all good people.
Was that okay?
That was so brave of you, Stella.
I was pretending she was Great-Grandpa Jay. Remember how he would get confused?
Yes. Lily, you think she'll be better tomorrow? Or do you want us to come over in the morning?
We'll be at the doctor in the morning. So, no. Thanks.
It was probably just sundown syndrome. She was walking around all day and it was so hot.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hug?
Please.
I'll see you soon. Call me if you need anything.
Okay. Thanks, Spikes.
No prob.
Oh. Oh, no.
Everything's going to be fine.
What's sundown syndrome? Well, Professor Psych Major?
Minor. It's a state of confusion occurring in a person with dementia. These increased dementia symptoms...
Stop saying that word.
These increased X symptoms only show up at the end of the day when they're exhausted and it's nighttime and the world looks different.
You think she has that?
It's unethical to give theoretical diagnoses.
Abby.
I think so.
Will she get better?
Are you asking if there's a cure for dementia?
Okay. Good night.
You want to have some dinner?
No.
Or just talk about it?
No.
Lily,
good night.
What's a happy memory of Dot from when you were
small? There's none. It was all just shitty, from first to last. Just... shitty as far as the eye can see.
What did she smell like when you were a little kid?
Like cigarettes. Like smoke. Like a campfire. Like the ocean. Big and salty. She sweated a lot. I don't know. She was always moving. Always planting a thing or pulling up a thing or painting a thing or hauling a thing. She used to take me on hikes through the forest at night, and she'd turn the flashlight off, and we'd stand there in the darkness, and she'd hold my hand. And we'd listen to the, you know, the whatevers. The crickets, the owls, night sounds. It was just us then. Unlike every other millisecond of the day, I felt jealous, because I guess I wanted her only project to be me. But she was like the ocean, and she had all this other stuff going on. I was always so small in her world, like this small, tiny piece. I just didn't ever want to be forgotten.
I won't forget you.
You have a certain je ne sais quoi that sticks in the mind. And I can't forget good people. Celery liqueur?
Thanks. Let me grab a glass.
Just drink it from the bottle.
Okay. Ooh. Woo! Spicy.
Celery cool.
Hey, did you win that thing?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Pat King as Chester,
Isa Ramos as Spikes,
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Lisa Burton as Marsha,
Jillian Leff as Celine,
Christopher Wilson as Tony.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound design by Alexander Danner.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples. And a special thanks to our supporting producers, Caitlin White, Bill Gardner, Steve Diamond, James Battle, and Anton S.
In the early 1800s, it was a Mount Absalom tradition to plant celery on the graves of departed family members. Stalks would be tended all spring and summer, and then served at a special dinner dedicated to the memory of those they loved.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur? Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.